beautiful for spacious skies.
For amber waves of gray.
For purple.
New Yorkers' TV screens are beginning to fill with political ads like this one from the Obama campaign. While Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney sings, it flashes headlines about outsourcing and offshore bank accounts. Meantime, in swing states, the Romney campaign is running this ad.
Just if you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
My father's hands didn't build this company. My hands didn't build this company.
WNYC's Anna Sale is just back from a swing state road trip for our politics website. It's afreecountry.org, and she joins us now. Good morning, Anna.
Hi.
So first, let's start with that. You didn't build that ad from the Mitt Romney campaign. Romney seized on that speech from the president, and there's been a lot of back and forth about what the president said and what he meant. Were voters paying attention to this?
Yeah, and often I find storylines that are riveting the political press just aren't registering with voters. But this was an exception. So again, this ad quotes from the president's speech in Virginia, in which he was making the case that government has played an important role in making private enterprise thrive. He talked about roads, bridges, and, quote, you've got a business, and then said you didn't build that. And the president's supporters have charged back that this Romney ad takes the president out of context. But I talked to voter Dennis Nadson in Ohio, and he was following all of this. And he's a toolmaker I met outside his shop while he was on break in Lake County, Ohio. He told me he voted for President Obama in 2008, but he said he won't do it again. And why? When I asked him why, he said specifically because of what the president's been saying lately about business.
They wanted to talk about bridges and roads, and that wasn't what he was talking about. He was talking about somebody helps you build your business, and it wasn't the government. The government didn't build the roads. They took the money from the taxpayers to build the roads, didn't they? Because the government doesn't have any money unless they take it from us.
And is this really someone who might have voted for the president before he saw the advertisement?
Well, maybe not this voter specifically. He told me he'd soured on President Obama years ago because of the health care law. But here's why this is important. Where he lives in Lake County, Ohio, is a manufacturing base. It's just east of Cleveland. It went for George W. Bush in 2004, but went for President Obama in 2008. And the president's record on supporting manufacturing jobs is a big part of his pitch in Ohio because he can point to the auto manufacturing jobs saved by the auto bailout. But this message is getting undercut by this Romney ad, particularly this ad from the Romney campaign. And the president's his message that the president is dismissive of business. And I actually talked to a manufacturing owner, an owner of a firm, and he told me that Obama's policies have been good for his business, but he doesn't like the way the president's been talking about business, so he's voting for Romney.
Wow. Okay. So what about the attacks on Mitt Romney? The Obama campaign spent millions of dollars on swing state ads last month attacking Romney. Were voters paying attention to that?
Yes, it felt like that America the Beautiful ad was just on continuous loop as I went from swing state to swing state. And it plays right into that perception that Mitt Romney does not have the best interest of the middle class at heart. And that's what I heard from Richard Jones. He's a Democrat from Cincinnati in Ohio, when I asked him what he thought of Mitt Romney.
And he's painted as being not, I mean, too pro-business, I guess. Too pro-upper class. It's too bad. I mean, it's just too bad that it's all about money. I just think that's who he has to appeal to if he wants to get elected.
But wait, okay, that last voter is a Democrat and an Obama supporter. Wouldn't you expect him to have complaints about Romney?
Well, this gets at the major takeaway I had from talking to voters in Ohio. For the most part, no matter what part of the state I was in, most voters who supported President Obama 4 years ago were prepared to vote for him again, by and large. Voters who are pretty certain that the voters that voted for John McCain are pretty certain they're going to vote for the Republican this time around. But so what has to happen today when President Obama is in Ohio is he has to shore up those supporters, because I didn't find any voters who said, I voted for John McCain, but I'm going to vote for President Obama this time around. I didn't find any of those voters. And he won Ohio by just 4 points in 2008. And polls over the last month have shown Mitt Romney ahead, some President Obama ahead. So President Obama's got to go shore up the people who voted for him 4 years ago. And Mitt Romney wants to peel off as many voters as he can because, again, remember, no Republican has won the White House without also winning Ohio.
All right. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you.
You can read more from Anna's swing state road trip on our politics website. It's afreecountry.org.